Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. And hello to the weekend, indeed. I made a most amazing discovery in the grocery store today.
What is that?
Kahlua makes pre-mixed White Russians.
Boo. Yes, and you bought basically the half gallon of it, didn't you?
Maybe
1.75, yeah. So
yeah, I got a weekend.
There you go.
Give me some time.
How much of it do you expect to be there at the end of the weekend?
At least 10%.
This weekend is going to make you hate White Russians if you're just going to be sitting around just drinking.
You're just
going to
be basically just going to stick a straw in the bottle.
That's why
and
they have
safety, like a movie marathon.
That's why they have a safety cap inside of the nozzle of the bottle.
That
so
can
you
be removed.
Don't do that. It's
you can
true.
Pop that out with a knife.
But all you're right. not supposed to.
No.
So that's us
that's
saying.
Well, your body has its own safety feature called blacking out.
That's not a safety feature. That's just a gateway to
you know,
more.
It is because that it makes your body stop.
It doesn't make it stop.
Okay,
it just shuts
out.
Your brain off.
Okay, yeah. Passing out. That's your safety feature.
I mean, when the brain turns off, that's a sign that you should have turned back a long time ago.
The subconscious comes out and he's ready to party.
No. Blocking out is your subconscious going into witness protection.
Yeah. It's like, all right.
But it's not very good at it. Like, it's always just blowing its cover.
No, it's like witness protection.
It's constantly poking its head out to see what's going on in its normal life.
It's witness protection, but the person, like, putting you in it is about a four-year-old. Like, he's a four-year-old child, like, playing detective. He's like, all right, we're going to go over here.
All right, we got to go catch those criminals. I got my gun. It's a finger, but don't pay attention to that. You're under arrest, cowpoke. That's what detectives say, right? I don't know. I haven't ever been a detective.
And
I'm
some
four.
Dude's just staring at you just like, what in the fuck is this guy?
He's trying to, like, arrest a mailman or something. God, I hope none of us have kids that are that stupid.
Like, if you do, you just beat them.
Just kidding. Beat
Jesus,
the stupid
God.
Out of them?
Yes.
That works, right?
Oh, yeah. So, Renee, on the subject of your industrial-sized
Kahlua.
White Russian.
Oh, yeah?
What are other mixed drinks that you could drink on like a massive massive scale? Like you could have like a pitcher of just one mixed drink and just drink.
I don't
that.
Really drink too many mixed drinks. All my stuff's straight.
Rum
so.
And Coke, man.
Yeah, rum and Coke.
See, I've tried that, and it gets really like gross after a while.
If it didn't kill me, my dad's apple pie.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That stuff's good.
I mean, if you practiced real moderation, you could just sip on that.
Well, yeah, but if I were to sit down with a gallon of that stuff over the weekend, I would die.
That's the point. Is a gallon of something.
Yeah, you have like a gallon jug, and it's full of like a premix.
And you can just
drink
as much as you want throughout the night. Oh, okay, that'd probably go with the apple pie thing because that stuff's pretty good.
Yeah,
have a glass of that with breakfast. You know,
dude, start the day off right. Start the day off in the worst day way possible,
or the best.
I don't know.
I would get a supersized mimosa.
Ooh, yes.
Have you guys?
Yeah.
You guys
I'm not much of one for fruity drinks.
Dude, have you ever had
super,
a mimosa?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just orange juice and champagne. It's
yeah,
great.
I know. It's okay. We have them on Christmas. They're okay.
Nice.
Yeah, we have mimosas and sticky buns for like the last 4 years.
I have to say, the mimosa is like steps ahead of the... what's it
screwdriver?
Called? No.
Oh,
no,
that's orange juice and vodka. Yeah.
It's a morning drink. Bloody Marys.
Oh, God. Bloody Marys are horrible.
We're talking about like light years ahead of Bloody Marys. Like,
they are better than Bloody Marys, but Bloody Marys are still okay.
Bloody Marys are
light.
Like coffee in the way that they just taste terrible, but they get you going in the morning.
Why do you hate coffee?
Yeah, coffee's not bad.
Coffee is awful.
I'll have you know, I am a coffee convert. And
yes.
I'm not
He's
trying
joined
to sound
our
like
numbers.
I'm not trying to sound like a Scientology recruit or anything, but join us, Ben.
I just can't get into coffee. Like, it just doesn't taste good.
Not even like a...
Well, yeah, straight black dark roast tastes...
Yeah, what did you try?
Yeah, it depends on what you try. And also, I've found that most of the Starbucks coffees themselves, like if you just get a cup of the house blend from Starbucks or whatever, if you get the grounds or whatever, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Because it tastes like they basically burnt. Well, it's actually that is what Starbucks does. They burn the beans and then grind them up and then roast them. So it just it tastes like you're just basically have a piece of charcoal sprinkled in your coffee.
If anything, just go with their iced coffee. I'm good with that.
The way I drink coffee is I'll take a pot of it and I'll pour it into a, like a mug or something, and then I'll just take like three or four ice cubes, throw it in there, and just chug it as fast as I can.
Okay, that's why you're drinking straight black coffee. You gotta put in a little bit of sweetener, a little bit of cream in it.
But that then it tastes like a weird mixture of like milk and sadness.
If you put too much in,
yes. It tastes like being 40. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like old age. Like
you can still be really awesome at 40.
Yeah, you realize that being a little bit older, you know, being in your 30s or 40s means you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You have money to go buy toys if you want to do that. You can just go take off down to the Bahamas.
But then you're also 40.
So? Less likely to have an accidental child.
Being 40 is very much a two-sided coin. You could end up on the wrong side of it. Like, just by complete chance. You might just all of a sudden get male pattern baldness.
Dude, I'm definitely going to go bald.
Oh yeah. I have no doubt that I'm going bald.
But I don't think I will. I think my hair will hold out. It will stand the test of time.
Renee, I think you're going to look like a turbo ginger by the time you're 40.
I'm not sure what that means. Please continue.
Yes, do explain, Ben.
What's a turbo ginger?
Like you're going to get even paler. And then your freckles are gonna like explode off of your face, and then you're gonna have like
the freckles are gonna become basically like pop marks on your face. Your face is gonna look like the surface of the moon.
Oh,
you still won't have shaved. So
nor will the beard have grown out.
Yeah, no, it'll still be this like kind of little wispy thing down there, and then you'll just have super
or it'll explode
long
like
the
full like ginger dwarf beard, like
yes,
all at once.
Yes, there
well,
we go. We'll
if
have,
I get,
like,
I will get the full on beard. Eventually, it is coming.
It may take until you're 40.
My
but...
face, yeah, my face is preparing itself.
You're gonna
so
look
just
like
wait.
you're gonna look like a dwarf, like a dwarven warrior.
Dude, that's fine.
You just gotta make sure you actually do the braids and that stuff in your beard.
Yeah. I'll do the Gimli style.
There
okay, that'll be awesome.
Perfect.
I'll be such a hit at parties, man. Yeah. Like not just Halloween parties. Most
go
parties,
camping with a battle axe.
You know, if you have to, dude. That's how you defend
chopping
yourself
firewood with a battle axe, and just somebody looks over, just look at them. Go back to chopping firewood.
I don't know. I think I would wave at them.
Yeah,
maybe just to show like, hey, I have an axe. Hello. Don't
yeah.
fuck
pick
with
the
me.
Axe out. Stand. And basically, just kind of have your hand stand on top of the axe and wave at them. Of course, you have to be like a 4 foot tall axe.
Heck yes. How much do battle axes cost? That's the thing that I want.
Depends
to
on
know.
If it's just like one that's supposed to hang on your wall or one that actually you're going to use theoretically.
Well, why can't you use the ones that go on your wall?
Because they're basically display pieces that'll break if you try and use them because they're made of cheaper metals or inferior metallurgy. You could always make your own.
Speaking of props and ridiculous people from ancient times,
uh-huh.
What are your guys' Halloween costumes going to be?
Haven't figured it out yet.
I'm
debating a couple different ideas.
I'm
going
to be BoJack Horseman.
Hell yeah, dude.
All I need is a horse head mask, red shoes.
You can order those online.
Sport jacket and a blue sweater.
Dude,
yep.
And you already have. Are you just going to get. What color sport jacket are you going to get, or does it matter? You always wear just wear your suit coat or borrow one from me.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, I have a gray suit coat, so that would actually work fine.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Ben, what are you doing?
I don't know yet. It's a.
I have no idea either. Honestly,
it's a tie between a few things, but I want to actually get like a really good. I don't want to get like a cheap Halloween costume. I want like
you don't want to just throw it together in the last minute.
I want to drop some money on it this year and get like a really.
I have a straight jacket
one.
You can borrow if that comes into play at all. Just
I was jokingly said that basically you should get a straight jacket, get like the Hannibal Lecter mask, and have somebody and basically have somebody
someone
else
you trust.
Someone you trust wheel you around on a dolly everywhere.
Oh my god!
Who do you trust, Ben?
Just like spend an entire party like chained up to
just in a straight jacket with the mask. You have to make sure your eyes are nice and wide.
Just never blink when you're talking to
no,
somebody.
No, never blink at all.
Well, I think Ben should be allowed to walk at some point, you know, because he's got to like.
Well, if we let him out, then he'll eat our face.
Yeah, that's kind of what the point of Halloween is.
Okay, fair point.
Unhinge the evil. No, I was thinking about...
Oh, yeah. You got to go all out with it.
I was thinking about the Flash.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like dropping like one of those $200 like Comic-Con level costumes?
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking.
That'd
get like
cool.
A full leather bodysuit and get a Flash helmet.
I think that
would be awesome. Or get the Captain America like motorcycle jacket that looks like his suit from the first movie.
And it's got the shield on the back of it, doesn't it?
Well, I'd have to go out and buy, like, a big-ass shield. But...
Or you could get a piece of sheet metal, cut it out to shape, and bend it.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah, you also have time for that.
Yeah, no, we got like a month left.
Well, if you're going to do a superhero thing, you got to think of superheroes that have a similar build to you.
Yeah, so The Flash.
The Flash or...
That's not true. Captain America.
No. Yeah, definitely not Captain America. Maybe Spider-Man. You do Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man's yeah, so spandex. Like, there hasn't been a good Spider-Man movie in a while.
No, but this doesn't mean that the character himself isn't cool.
That's true.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I know all the Batman ones come super heavily molded, so you could always do Batman.
That would be cool, yeah.
And then
Jared, have Jared be Bane. No.
Damn.
Dude, yeah, Jared should
actually,
be Bane.
You can order a coat that's a replica of Bane's coat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No.
For like $100.
You, too, can be a big guy with Bane's coat.
For you.
But you also have to get the mask.
Drew, what are your ideas?
There's nobody who I was before I put on the mask.
I have no idea what I'm going to be doing.
Come on, you got to floating back there.
Not really. I'm trying to figure out something that Therese and I can do as a dual costume again. But
I got one for you.
What?
Watch The Princess Bride.
No.
You'll know exactly.
No.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, but
they
pull
would
it
have
off.
Like so many hipster chicks just crawling all over him. Oh my god, you got everything The Princess.
Don't you
Bride.
Want to be the center of attention?
Not like that, no.
Oh, all right.
There would be so many like hipsters like it'd be bad. It'd be really bad.
Are we planning on like going out on the town where there might be hipsters?
I would say we go out on Halloween. Hell yeah. I already asked for the day off.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Nice. It's on a Saturday.
Then I already got that day off. I'm game.
I might go to Pullman. Not gonna lie.
Oh, boo.
Abandon us, you little bitch.
Sorry, homie.
I don't know. I mean, if it is a Saturday, we could always go to Pullman again.
It'd be an interesting weekend. I'd have to ask for the Sunday off, too.
Oh.
Because we'd have to have... Because we'd have to be super hungover, and I'd have to... I wouldn't be able to fly back that morning.
Oh, there's no way that we're all not gonna get insanely hungover up there.
Yeah. No, Teresa and I were actually thinking the idea basically just get like some sort of a hotel room nearby wherever we want to go for Halloween. Just go, then we can get super drunk, just walk back to the hotel room, pass out, wake up in the morning, go home.
And get room service. Definitely. I never ordered room service at a hotel.
Yeah, it's stupidly expensive.
I did that while I was in Reno.
Yeah?
Super awesome. You
What'd
know,
you get?
Shit. I just got like, oh, what the hell did I get?
Did you answer the door with just a towel wrapped around your waist?
No, but I was in swim trunks and, like, nothing else. Cause, yeah, no.
Red Speedo.
They should expect that.
And
you know?
I got a...
Like, I'm sure that they've had more, especially in, like, Reno, Vegas area, they probably had more than a few people answer completely buck-ass naked.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's no way. Like, those guys have seen some shit. His face was, like, weathered.
He was already preparing for anything.
He was getting ready for, like, man ass.
He's getting Vietnam flashbacks to the time where he opened the door and some dude was getting sucked off.
And he was ready for you to open up the door. There'd be, like, a cloud of smoke coming rolling out. You'd just be naked, like, you know, five different people passed out in various different positions all over the room. You know, one of the tables is completely overturned. Couch cushions everywhere.
If I was in Reno, I would get a smoking room and then get, like a full fog
machine.
Yeah, and a fog machine. And like, when they came in, just be like, sitting there like, hello, sir, like, welcome to my tent.
Or I would answer it wearing like a chemical suit, like a mop suit.
Yeah, just like, we had a little bit of a problem in here, just needs
Yeah, like
food
the full yellow
it.
Suit with a gas mask.
It'd be amazing.
Actually, at the gun shows last week, and actually found more East German gas masks for like $25.
Hell yeah.
Do the East German ones look different from the West German ones?
Yeah, each place had their own. Yeah, because they were Soviet issue rather than NATO issued.
That is true.
But they're basically, they were Cold War era, like 1980s gas masks, and they had like an entire case of spare cartridges if you wanted to buy some more.
Nice.
For like 10 a piece.
And what was the total?
It would have been $35 to get a mask with a can and with a spare filter can.
That is
$35 for two filters.
Why are you not buying that?
Because I don't need it. And then they actually had a more modern, like a late 90s NATO one for like, I think it was $50.
Those ones are definitely like way more intricate.
Oh, way better.
Yeah,
way better quality.
Anthrax.
And it had actually more, it was more molded like for a face. It actually had more like the big square eyes, so you actually had peripheral vision rather than the circles.
Oh, that's so nice.
The circles ruin peripheral vision.
Oh, well, yeah, because all you can see is
like
straight in front of you.
Your entire everything.
Oh.
It's good.
The point of them is to keep you alive, not to be comfortable.
Those are the ones that you For wear real. When you're hiding in the bunker, not when you're in combat or something.
Well, you can wear them in combat if somebody's deciding to use nerve gas on you.
Yeah.
True, but no peripheral vision, and that's lame.
Yeah.
You gotta have that when you're pointing guns at people, I think.
Sure, you're looking straight ahead of you, but what if there's a guy next to you pointing a gun at you?
Somebody else next to you that's job to watch them.
That's, yep, everybody's watching everyone.
That's why you just have a circle of people all with their backs to each other.
It's the circle of army.
Circle spinning in a circle.
By the way, oh, speaking of army, Jared is back in America. Oh, yeah. He's no longer. Welcome back to America, Jared. Here's your complimentary cheeseburger and tiny American flag.
We need to give him that when he comes up here.
We will give
a cheeseburger
him
and a tiny American flag.
We will. The American flag will be in the cheeseburger.
And grain alcohol.
One of those little like dollar little flags stabbed into the burger.
Exactly. And he will be here on October 2nd, which is which
we also
day?
Have a,
it is a Friday, actually.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yes,
yeah, what time does he come
Saturday.
In?
I don't. No idea.
Yeah. I'll probably end up having to close anyways, but...
Boo.
Which means it'll work perfectly because that'll give him time to come in.
Late show.
True, yeah. We will visit and buy copious amounts of booze from you.
Oh, it's going to be
then,
bad.
Then just hang out here.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
We're going to...
By hang out here. Oh, yeah. Give Jared his 151 again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I still have that and his grenade shot glass that you gave him.
Jared had some Bacardi 151 that he got for
Christmas. Ben gave it to him.
And he never finished it.
He had one flaming shot.
He said it. I told him not... Please don't fucking do that again.
Not in here, anyways.
That scared the hell out of net. Nowhere. No, I don't want
dude,
any.
Fire well, because
instead of
retarded.
Trying to, well, instead
I know.
Of instead of blowing it out, he basically blew the top layer of alcohol off
yeah.
of it while it was
that's
on fire.
How it always works too.
That's
why you just put your hand and just tap, and basically snuff it out.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out pretty quick.
But yeah, I was texting him this morning. And basically, I was like, "So how was it?" He's like, "It was pretty boring. Didn't get to shoot anybody once." I'm like, yeah, that's actually probably a good thing, because it means people aren't shooting at you.
He was in Africa, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere where, out there.
Yeah, and
he was
saying,
on the Red Sea. That's not a very large...
Yeah, I thought he was in, you know, Eastern Africa. More starving, not...
Ethiopia or something like that.
Yeah. Starving Africa, not Civil
War
and Ebola.
Africa.
Oh, there's no ISIS anything going on in that area?
Not much.
Like,
I mean,
very light.
If you go up more northern, like towards, like, you know, Egypt or those types of areas, yeah. But
okay.
But that place is just a violence orgy right now, so...
He told me that he might have to go to Kuwait for a bit.
Fuck.
Yeah, but...
It's better than getting deployed to some of the various other places, but
I don't know.
True, but but the Kuwait thing is a maybe anyway, and I'm not really sure if anything's happening over there right now. So
hopefully not.
Not really.
I
not
think
yet.
He's fine, really. You wouldn't want to go to Kuwait in the 90s, though.
Nope. Well, later, mid or late 90s, you'd be fine, but
not early 90s.
Not 90, 91.
He's not going to be 21 yet, is he?
Nah.
No, he is.
Oh, he is?
He turned 21 in August.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Woodland Bar Crawl.
Oh, God.
Yes, the real one.
Let's do it again.
Oh, God.
We're going to do the bar crawl, then come back to my house.
We should start at the Merwin.
Yes.
Start at Merwin so that way we get rid of that. Oh, no, actually, we'd have to end there so that way we can walk back here in shame.
Oh, God. I don't want
to. We have to start earlier, though, so we can actually hit the Mexican places.
Yeah.
I don't
want to go back.
All five places. Yeah, we go there, we get one drink, we leave. We don't stay to play pool, we don't get extra drinks. We go there, we have one shot, we leave.
Man, by that point, we've all had like six or seven, though. So,
yeah, I know, but we needed to stick with it.
Maybe Merwin could be like an optional stop.
No,
it's not
optional.
It's
not optional.
It's the end of the line, homie.
We don't exactly have the golden mile in this town.
We never did count out how far it is, though.
It's more like
more than
the
mile.
Bronze. Like,
yeah.
It's like the bronze 100-meter dash.
It's like a tungsten. Just worthless metals.
The iron pyrite mile.
The lithium mile. Like just not even gems, just rocks. Just different rocks.
It's the gravel road, okay? It's fucking, it's like three bars, it's the gravel road. Just
it's a gravel road. They like tried to pave it, so there's like patches that are kind of nice, but that's about it.
That's pretty much what we have out here.
It goes
don't
to
come
dirt
here.
For like 30 yards, but then just back to the gravel.
Should we do that, or should we go to Portland instead? Because we really just downplayed this thing a lot.
Portland would be fun to go to, too, but then again, he's going to have 10 days. So.
And also, you are probably closing that day. So
we
don't want to go to Portland without you.
So I went to the Dirty.
Yeah.
Remember that nightclub?
Was it pretty horrible?
That nightclub we went to that one time, that was like empty.
We didn't.
Was that the one
we didn't go
in?
There, did we?
We went into the Dirty.
Oh, okay. And there was nobody there.
Was I chauffeuring you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, there was nobody there. You went there this time.
Is the one where you went on the stripper pole?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, no.
That was the place where Ben and I each took a turn on. Actually, all three of us took turns on a stripper pole.
It was great.
All right.
Yeah.
But we went back. that weekend where my friends came down. I stayed in Jansen Beach for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that place is filthy.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why it's named what it is. Dude, like, I've heard.
That main room, it just gets
Therese
full.
Went there when she turned 21. She's like, oh, God, no.
Dude, yeah. There's, like, this tunnel to a back room where it's just a huge dance floor, and it's just filthy. It's, like, 90 degrees. There's speakers on every corner.
It's like the basement in Pullman.
Yeah, so you can't hear anybody. It's super hot. Everybody's covered in sweat. And there's, like, four white girls there, and everybody else is, like, Asian. No shit. Like,
oh.
It was dirty.
Dirty. Yeah, I'm assuming you don't want to go back.
It was insanely expensive too.
Oh yeah. No, one place I do want to go to is I think it's like the Whiskey Barrel, the Whiskey Lounge or something like that. It's someplace down along the waterfront area.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's like it's the whiskey room.
Whiskey bar or
Whiskey bar or something like that, and they have like
it's got a venue for like raves and shit.
I don't know. Yeah, it seemed like it's a pretty cool place, and they have like 100 different whiskeys at least.
I'm really down to go to that. There's also Whiskey Kitchen on 23rd. I heard
you went there, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, that place is awesome, dude. It's got barbecue.
Do they put bourbon in your milkshakes?
No, but Red Robin does that.
I think you could get probably a bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, I told you about this, didn't I? The Red Robin
No,
thing?
I had no idea.
Oh, okay. I went to Red Robin just some random time. I don't remember what I was doing there, but I went there with my mom.
You were probably eating.
Well, yeah, but I don't remember why I was out in the first place.
Ooh,
anyways,
sorry.
And so I was looking at the shakes menu thing, and they basically, I was looking at the adult shakes, seeing what they had. So I almost ordered a Guinness shake, which would have been good. It's like a Guinness. It basically was an Irish car bomb shake. It was
awesome.
It was Guinness and Bailey's in a shake.
Yeah, I could do that.
I could too. I almost did.
All right.
Awesome.
And then they basically were also saying, what, Ben?
Oh, no.
They had a little comment note thing I was saying. Basically, want to have an adult version of one of your other favorite shakes? Just ask. You know, so do you want, you know, a vanilla shake with some Jim Beam in it? Go ahead.
Woohoo! Yes!
Like, that's an excellent Pulp Fiction reference.
That's awesome. Did they get it?
I didn't get one, but I know that's exactly what they were referencing.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's awesome. Anyway,
what is the best alcoholic drink you guys have ever had?
Straight or mixed?
Mix.
All right, I got mine.
Go for it, then.
Go ahead.
Moscow Mule.
Still haven't tried one.
They're really good.
Dude, ginger beer, though.
I forget what's in it, but I will
still like
explain.
The vodka martinis, the Vesper martinis. I still like them. They're good.
Dude.
Plus, I don't get that many mixed drinks, to be honest. Rum and Cokes are just meh, whatever. They're the typical go to a bar and if you don't know what to order.
Alcohol plus soda.
It's like, basically, drink. You don't know what else to order, so you order that because everywhere does that.
Yeah.
Lemon drops are okay, but I'm not huge on fruity drinks, like I've said. But they're not too fruity, which is nice. Therese likes them.
You should try Rumpelmans.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, here's what a Moscow Mule is. Combine vodka and ginger beer in a highlight ball. I had too many of these.
Highball.
Let me start again. Combine vodka and ginger beer in a highball glass filled with ice. Add lime juice, stir gently, and garnish with a lime slice.
I thought they had to be in a copper mug.
Also do that, I guess.
It's supposed to be in a copper cup, not a highball glass.
Oh, by the way, there's a copper glass.
It's a copper cup that you put them in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're really goddamn good.
Yeah.
Just
Ben, what's yours?
Oh.
I already answered. Martini.
Best mixed drink.
I'm classy like that.
Mine is not going to be classy.
It may be classy, but sorry, it's a boring answer.
I don't have that many mixed drinks to pick from. Almost all of my alcohol that I've consumed is straight.
Yeah, you really like your whiskey.
I like whiskeys. I like, yeah.
That is an admirable quality that I don't have.
Have you guys seen the stubby glass that I have back in my house? It's this huge, it's like a margarita glass. It's like huge. It's like a half a fish bowl it's like a supersized wine glass.
Okay,
but I got that full of something called a trash can once.
Okay. This already sounds horrible.
All right.
Hey.
No, this is his best.
No, I mean, it already sounds like it's leading to
Renee,
a bad story.
You're going to have to look up what a trash can is.
I'm just saying, it sounds like it's the start of a very bad story.
Oh, this is the start.
Oh, speaking of bad stories, Ben, you have one to tell.
What story?
Why you couldn't make it to Stuffy's.
Okay, there's trash can and Irish
we'll get there.
Trash can.
I'm not going to tell that story on the air. I'll tell it off the air.
Okay, trash can. 2 ounces of vodka, 2 ounces of white rum, 2 ounces of gin, 2 ounces of triple sec, 2 ounces of blue Curacao liqueur, 1 can of Red Bull.
Half an ounce of alcohol poisoning.
And it's approximately. It's bright green, and it's awesome.
It sounds like alcohol poisoning in a glass.
You I would very much
you,
try
you
this,
drink
though.
About
oh,
one
I would try it.
Good. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, it's like the buckets at the Rock, which we all actually, ooh, that would be a good thing to do with Jared. Take him to the Rock. We all get buckets.
Dude, fuck yes.
Yes,
oh
buckets.
My God.
Buckets.
Yes.
They're so tasty. Hey, did I ever show you guys my bucket? I kept the bucket. And Kirsty me wrote
oh, yeah.
all
I knew
of
that.
The.
Yeah.
Did I show you it?
Yeah, you showed me when it happened. I don't think you showed Ben.
It's because I don't know if we ever officially took that journey.
What we, journey?
The, on air? I don't think so.
The journey of the drinks I had in the locations that I went
no,
to.
I haven't heard this.
Well, maybe I'll try this out. That radio. I have a okay. I'm holding a bucket.
A small plastic bucket with a shovel, kind of like what you'd use taking to the beach if you were five.
Yep. It's very true. Except it had booze in it, so
makes it much better.
I'm an adult kid at the beach.
It's a metaphorical beach.
It's true, yeah. This whole thing is a metaphor. This is a metaphor for alcoholism, anyway. The first place I went to, obviously, was The Rock, because it's on a goddamn bucket. That makes sense. Two blood orange margaritas at Gustav's. Nice. An Ace pineapple cider. That was really goddamn
yeah.
good. Most of these places are in Camas, actually. Mill City Brew...
Camas where, has a lot of cool bars.
Mill City yeah. Brew Works. It does?
Actually, Vancouver right by the waterfront down by like with City Center. Mm-hmm. That actually has a couple cool little hole-in-the-wall restaurants and bars, too, actually.
Huh.
Three nice. I stopped in one, actually. They had their own house-made cinnamon whiskey and different
what?
Beers. Actually, it was Ooh. Really good. It was like Fireball, but better.
I
and
hate
it wasn't,
Fireball.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
Will it still kill you?
Yeah.
Potentially, yes. But it was better than Fireball.
That's good. Okay. Maybe.
Anyways.
Maybe.
And that. It was inexpensive. Anyways, continue, Renee, with your drinks.
All right. Let's see. This place, Birch Street Uptown Lounge, I had three different drinks in here. This place is really awesome. There's a really cool dude there. He's like 70 years old. His name's Dennis. It's like a 50s theme, and he's always wearing a doctor's jacket
what?
As he's bartending. Yeah, it's freaking awesome. I had an old fashioned, which kind of sucked.
I've don't, heard they're terrible.
I don't like old fashioned because I forgot.
It was the bitters.
Yep, it was the bitters. That's what did it. Then the Moscow Mule, and then something called a Ghost Captain, which was like, it just tasted like raspberries and nothing else.
That's beautiful.
It was awesome. And then at the very end, I went back to Kirstie's house, and I had some Grand Marnier, put it in a little sherry glass, microwaved it for like 10 seconds. It was real good. Really orangey. Try that sometime. It's really good.
Grand Marnier.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a liqueur, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's very orangey.
Huh.
Real good. I recommend it. Just the drinking of it.
I've never
after
heard
microwave.
Of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and also I think I found... God, this is a very alcohol-themed show today.
So sorry, but...
This show brought to you in part by alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
It's only alcoholism after you graduate, though, so...
Yeah, what's the difference between a college and an alcoholic?
This is how we cope.
Degrees.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. Basically, I think I found a standard mason jar thing of my dad's apple pie in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
Hidden in the back.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Does anyone else know about it?
I think my dad might know about it.
Oh, boo. Well, we'll have to ask him.
Dude, I love apple pie. It's pretty much one of the greatest shots you can ever
have. It's pretty great.
It beats Jell-O shots in my book. It beats tequila shots in my book.
Anything beats tequila shots, I would say.
Okay, so status update. Jared is drunk.
Hell
Yay,
yes.
Jared!
Oh my God.
Jared is horribly drunk on Red Bull and vodka.
I haven't been reading these group texts.
And he's potentially drunk texting somebody.
Oh no, who?
He doesn't know. He's asking us if drunk texting is bad. For
generally, well, it depends
in
on what
general,
you say, Jared.
In general, bad, yes.
Yeah. Which, oh boy.
Yeah. And Jared, when you listen to that, back to this later, we're not sorry, and we're here for you if you need to talk.
Andrew has a good line, so no booty from Djibouti.
Yeah,
that is where Jared was.
Yep.
Let's see. He's revealing nothing. I guess we'll update you as this situation
unfolds.
Unfolds, yeah. Progresses. Does something that sounds like something a news broadcaster would say.
Boo.
I am... Fuck you, Ben. I'm Howard fucking Cosell. and you don't fuck with me. I'm on ABC or wherever, whatever network I was on.
What?
You know who fucking Howard Cosell is?
No, he doesn't.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wide World of Sports. Yeah, he sounded like a robot most of the time. All right, fine. This is lost on you, young people.
Shut the fuck up. So
you're the youngest one here.
The only reason I know about that is because I've seen the movie Better Off Dead, and some guy does an impersonation.
So you had to look it up.
Howard Cosell. Well, I kind of knew. Because they said Wide World of Sports, and it was an 80s movie. I can take a few guesses.
Yeah.
Google? Who needs it? I'll figure out the weather by looking at the sky. You guys are really invested in these group
texts. I'm just watching Jared's response. He basically is just like, don't judge me.
Jared's just turned.
But what did you say?
I didn't say nothing, but...
Yeah, Jared's in El Paso, and he's living it up. Do you...
He has to be in... Oh, that sucks.
What?
El Paso.
What's wrong with El Paso?
Have you ever been to El Paso?
No. I know it's right next to Mexico.
Exactly.
Lots of cheap tequila.
Hey.
Which, another reason not to go there. No.
You can't hate on Ben's tequila.
I can,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, because my tequila's good.
Ben, I've got one of those mini bottles still of the El Jimador.
From his birthday?
Yeah. I'm thinking I might have that tonight. Because I haven't...
Drink it, dude. It's
I good. Probably should.
Have you drank any more of those?
Not really.
Huh.
I had the, they just been, I still have
the point was just to get them, try them all, drink them all quickly, and then you can figure out what you do and don't like, and then go out and buy big bottles of it.
I should have been doing that.
Have you realized that Kraken is basically the pinnacle of rum?
Kraken is really good.
Kraken is fucking
good. It is fantastic.
Bacardi makes some really good black spiced rum, too.
Some of their weirder ones are all really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Oakheart or whatever.
Oakheart?
It's in a black bottle. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's a special. I think they basically do it in like a fired oak barrel.
Well, they're like spiced ones.
It's like a spiced fired oak barrel.
It's like you got spiced rum, and then you have like really hot rum.
Speaking of spice things, who doesn't give? Who hates the pumpkin spice stuff that is happening?
Oh, yours truly.
Pumpkin spice.
Why is this happening?
Because of
basic
middle class
bitches.
Yeah, basically. Soccer moms.
Really?
Just trashy.
I thought this was the teen white girl market that they were...
Okay, well, the teen white... Well, it started out as that, but then those teen white girls became soccer moms, and they never let it go.
Oh, God. It's exactly what happened to Star Wars.
It's second generation basic.
Yeah.
We're talking two generations of basic.
It's the same thing with the peppermint and eggnog everything at Christmas time.
But, I mean, peppermint's good.
Peppermint is good, but not everything needs to be peppermint, and not everything needs to be eggnog, and not everything needs to be pumpkin.
Oh, God.
Because I like all three of those things, but not... I don't want everything to
Granted,
be them.
I hate eggnog. Can't stand it. Tastes like shit.
It's gotta have booze in it. That's the whole point.
Really?
I've heard...
Oh, yeah.
Eggnog and Southern Comfort. It's an actual thing.
I believe it.
Give it a try. This Christmas.
Dude, Coke and Southern Comfort cherry tastes like Dr. Pepper. It's great.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that. Yeah. It sounds awesome. I should go for that. Maybe they should make that.
No, Christmas is just breaking out the more expensive bottles for me.
Yeah. Christmas is like time to get like
fancy.
Fancy sloshed.
When I was more lenient with my 12-year-old scotch, that was when I brought it out. It would be for my birthday and for Christmas and that kind of thing. Now I'm just like, well, I can afford to buy another bottle if I want. So scotch. I'm just like, okay, drink it.
I still don't know how you can drink scotch.
Because it's good.
Because it's not.
And it's so varied. You can buy 25 different bottles and all of them be different.
I found out the other day that there's this type of scotch that is left floating in the ocean for like 10 years. So salt accumulates in...
It's pretty damn good. I know exactly which one you're talking
about.
That
sounds like a
nightmare. It's Talisker 10-year-old. It's not floating in the ocean, but basically they put the barrels in like a cavern that's below sea level.
Jesus Christ.
And so seawater does come in, because this cavern's like right on the edge of the coast.
Yeah.
So seawater does slosh in and like it soaks in them.
Who...
But it's actually, it's really good.
I mean, it sounds like a badass way to make alcohol.
Leave it to the Scots.
Fuck that.
No, it does. It sounds like someone made this on accident. It sounds like somebody accidentally dropped a barrel of this shit in the cavern.
And then 10 years later, it washed up on the
shore. They're like, oh, sweet whiskey. Wonder if this is still good. Holy crap, it's awesome. Like, this never would have happened if somebody wasn't being a moron.
It's Talisker is the name of the...
Talisker.
I actually was about to pick up a bottle of it today, actually, and bring it over. Damn it. You had to bring this up and remind me that I didn't buy a bottle.
Sorry, homie.
Because it's good stuff.
Welcome to Talisker, made by the sea.
Speaking of good stuff.
Yeah?
I tried Patron a while ago.
I've tried it. It's okay.
I love Patron. It's like the pinnacle of tequila. Holy crap. That stuff is great.
Does it beat your El Humid?
Oh, it's better for the price difference.
How much is it?
$90
Depending on which one you get. Did you just get the silver? The one with the green box?
Straight silver, green box.
It's about 70 for the bottle. Like 70, that. 75 for the bottle.
It's
pre-taxes?
No, it's after tax.
Okay.
It's like $70 after tax.
Okay, that's not that bad then.
It's not terrible, but you go with either the orange or the yellow box, and it's closer to 100, 110.
It's like very special occasion type tequila.
Oh, boy.
Which no occasion is a special occasion warranting of tequila. No, tequila and special occasions do not go together other than birthdays. No, they do not.
Tequila is like the drink of choice for like Wild West people. Like,
no, that was whiskey.
No, that's like that's
it was
they
the
drink whiskey
of,
every day, but when they want to get fancy, they're like, bring out the tequila.
No, that was because they were fleeing to Mexico to escape the law, and that's what everybody had.
Exactly. It's badass as shit. They're just like, yeah, give me the tequila. Yeah, like no, it's a classic like Western thing, so it's badass.
You guys are having like an ultimate
whiskey
showdown.
Versus tequila.
Whiskey versus tequila.
No, okay,
go.
Tequila has like so much more flavor than whiskey. Just tastes like wood. And
what
sadness.
Whiskeys have you tried? Out of curiosity,
I've tried Bullet. You know that one in like
spelled
the
like that
glass.
Asshole movie Bullet.
No,
spelled like the thing that goes in guns.
Okay.
Jack Daniels. Which
Jack
I know,
Daniels
is
a super.
Whiskey.
It's
I know,
a super. No, it is a whiskey, but it's a super hyped up. It basically. It should be about $4 or $5 cheaper than it is.
Yeah,
it's entirely on its name.
Yeah,
Evan Williams.
Yeah, that's cheap
Black
shit.
Black Velvet.
That's cheap shit.
Canadian Hunter.
Cheap shit. So you've only had like cheap shit.
No, I've had good whiskey. Yukon Jack.
I haven't tried
Yukon
Jack.
Yukon Jack is fucking great, but tequila is still better because tequila has like this really like just. Unique flavor, like you don't find it in any of the other alcohols.
Well, in my opinion, whiskey, I mean, you have that smokiness, you have the woodiness, you have the sweetness, some bitter. It really depends a lot on the water that was used to make it, on the type of wood, how it was treated, whether something else was brewed in it beforehand,
how hot Mila Kunis is when she hits it with a branding iron.
That was rum.
Oh, that was rum.
This was a Bacardi commercial where Mila Kunis like brands her name on a barrel. And also, it also depends on the strength of it, the whiskey as well, because a lot of the cheaper ones are going to be lower strength or lower. It's like basically like Jose Cuervo, where it's not 100% agave tequila.
Mm-hmm. Wait, she didn't add
watered down with other shit.
Mila Kunis didn't add for Jim Beam.
Oh, it was Jim Beam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, burn, baby. Woo!
Oh, I thought it was rum for some reason. Anyways. But, like, the stronger whiskeys obviously have a lot more flavor to them. A little bit more bite.
Yeah. Yukon Jack's really good. If you get a chance, you should try that.
Woodford Reserve is really good. That's probably one of my favorite bourbons.
I've never had
And that. That's the other benefit of whiskeys is there's bourbons, there's rye, there's scotch, there's blended, there's Canadian, there's... You know, moonshine, there's
moonshine.
White whiskey.
That moonshine is not whiskey.
It's a white whiskey. That's actually what it's designated as. It's a corn mash whiskey.
Weird.
You can get rye. There's so much variety of it. You know, Irish is its own category.
There's tequila, though.
Yeah, tequila is just tequila.
Yeah, it's snake venom. It's great.
Yeah, which does not make it sound appealing. That sounds like something that you have to go to the doctors to get rid of.
That makes it sound like something that an action star drinks, and that should automatically make you want to drink it. So you feel like an action star. Duh.
Okay, no.
Okay, here, I will admit, tequila does have that kind of that allure of, like, the lawlessness, the outlaw, the rugged,
that, like,
you know,
how many,
individual.
Like, bad stories have you heard where it's like, man, I drank tequila last night, and everybody's just like, oh, shit.
See,
like,
having bad,
like,
stories is not a selling point for an alcohol.
Tequila
to me.
Is like the alcohol that makes you go insane.
That's
like,
not a selling point to me. That's another reason to go away from it. Versus whiskey, to me, I think if you go with a little bit more... the better stuff. It has more like class and more of the Sinatra, the James Bond kind of images that go along with
But now we're comparing class and insanity.
Yes. Which I guess is our personalities in a nutshell.
Yeah
we're not really going to come into it.
Yeah, we're not going to have a resolution with this, but we've presented
no
our
victory.
Points.
No.
To draw.
That being said, Renee, whiskey or tequila?
Don't make me choose.
Whiskey or tequila.
I think he says fuck you and says vodka.
Yeah. Vodka.
Probably. But between the two, I would probably go with vodka Wait, no. I'm thinking of White Russians. I would probably go with tequila because it goes really good with Sprite.
Hey.
And that's fine. That's a fine way to live, I think. Just having. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with those
actually,
choices.
7 and 7 is really good.
That's
like, Seagram's 7 and 7 Up.
Yeah.
That's
a gin, right?
No, it's bourbon, I think.
No, that's a whiskey.
Oh, no, yeah, it is a whiskey. It's a cheap whiskey, but...
Yeah, but it mixes...
Right, I don't really look more about
it. It's one of those ones that comes in a plastic bottle.
I'm willing to spend an extra...
Goddamn snubs.
I am willing to spend an extra $3 on a bottle to not hate myself for drinking it.
I'm willing to not spend money on a bottle, so I love my wallet, but my liver can die. I don't know. I just don't.
Like... You have such a strange relationship with your wallet and your liver.
I know. They're secret lovers.
Well, he doesn't want to strain it, so he has to take as much. Actually, that would be me. I care about my wallet, so I want it to have as little weight in it as possible. So.
Okay. You don't want it to be burdened by the thought of holding all that money. Exactly. Hence the phrase, terrible, money burning a hole in your pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where that comes
from. It's burning calories, like,
yeah, exactly. We made all this shit up.
Yeah. This is real shitty science here.
Okay, but I bought a bottle of gin a while ago, and that
what kind?
Was fucking terrible.
What'd you get?
That green gin, you know,
yeah, that's just good. Come
it's
on.
Not bad. It's good. I don't like gin straight.
It'd be good if it didn't taste like tree piss. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. If it's straight, it's just like...
Yeah.
Why were you drinking it straight?
Sad.
I
tried to make gin and juice, but I didn't use enough juice.
As a mixer,
it
it's
like
good. You know, whether it's a gin and tonic or a martini or whatever.
Gin and juice, man.
Ben, I have a very important question. How do you fuck up gin and juice?
It's gin and juice. Yeah, lemonade. Lemonade is how
that's
you
gin
fuck
and
up
lemonade.
Gin
that's
and
not
juice.
Gin and juice. Lemonade is not lemon juice.
Yeah, it's depressing.
You should have used lemon juice.
Yeah.
Just insanely sour and really painful to drink. Just like,
But you wouldn't notice
the gin.
God, no, that would make it worse. Like, you would, like, pucker, and then the alcohol would just kick in. Just be like,
it would basically, the lemon would just rip open every single blood vessel in your body.
Yeah, it would just, like, tear your
then,
mouth open, expose
and then
80-proof
alcohol would
have.
Just seep right into
oh,
it.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Instant disinfectant. That's yes. what you soak, like, burn victims in
yeah.
to make sure they don't
like,
get
like, I wouldn't
infection.
Have to brush my teeth for weeks after that. It would just strip the upper layer off, and I'd have brand new teeth.
Yeah,
like,
you'd,
just
you'd,
the under layer.
You'd take a few layers off, like,
oh,
off your molars,
God.
At least.
Yeah.
Oh. That's yeah. a terrifying thought.
That just sounds... Oh, man.
That sounds like the start of, like, a clickbait title is, you know... This one weird trick to whiten your teeth that dentists don't want you to know.
Just annihilate your mouth.
Doctors hate him.
Dentists hate him.
And dentists can be also be doctors. News flash.
Boo.
But they can't they?
Some dentists are doctors, but not all doctors are dentists.
And all yes. dentists know CPR, so I win.
What?
They do. Come on.
They got to. I mean,
yeah.
I think,
in case
yeah,
a patient
to.
Dies on the table.
I mean, I'm CPR certified, so.
Did you do that for the store?
No, or I did it basically. Well, actually, it was an added benefit for me, I guess. But
You put that on your resume.
Well, I was already working there when I got it. But then I told them, hey, by the way, just so you know, I am certified for first aid and CPR. Which is, it seems like I am always. If anybody ever gets hurt in the store, I'm always the one who's patching them up.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you not have an aversion to blood or anything?
Oh God,
or
I don't
just...
care.
Okay.
I just basically snap on a glove and.
Get in there.
Get to it.
Fondle that chick.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, it's like
bend and spread. Come on.
I had one person in produce get like an inch and a half slice down the side of their thumb.
Woo!
And it was a pretty free bleeder.
And I'm free.
Somebody else got basically
free bleeder. Sorry.
Anyways, and then somebody else in the deli sliced one of their pointer finger about another inch slice down the middle of it.
Is this the same day?
No, it was a week later.
Christ.
It was a week later.
Okay, that's still not good.
I don't know what was these last two, I think it was those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We went through like 5 accident reports and drug tests.
Wow.
Yeah. We used every single one we had, ordered more, and used those.
Damn, dude.
God dang.
Yeah.
And was it all produce stuff?
No, one was produce, one was Stephanie, who's now gone, thankfully.
Oh, it happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Dance around the Torah or whatever you do to celebrate. I don't know.
The Torah?
Don't you dance around? I don't know. Fuck. Move on.
If you dance around a torch, 2 creepy children come out of the sea and ask to play with you.
Hey, my God.
You danced around a Torah and that
No, a torch.
Fucker.
Oh, okay. No,
we've told the story, haven't we?
No, yes. I'm thinking of the ancient terrifying Hebrew scroll.
No. I was going to say, why are you dancing around that, and where did you get it?
I stole it from a rabbi, and none of your business. I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, no. We danced around tiki torches, and two creepy children came out of the water to ask at it.
That's good.
I'm sure they didn't come out of the water.
They just materialized out of thin air.
It was terrifying. Yes. That's true.
Yeah, they could have been ghosts. They could have been undead sea monsters.
Ghosts. Or they could have been two children who drowned in the ocean.
They were most definitely ghosts.
They drowned in the ocean years ago, and their ghosts were wandering the beaches forever.
Did you ever, after that happened to you, did you ever bother to Google drownings on so and so beach?
No, but I'm afraid if we had Googled it, we would have found them.
Are you sure you don't? No. What was the beach? Let's tell
Cannon Beach. Fine. Cannon Beach.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Cannon Beach drownings?
Yeah. It's got to be.
La, 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 la. That's from 24. What year did this happen?
This was in mid 2000s that this happened, so it would have had to have been sometime before that.
Okay.
Can you search news and date it, basically anything before 2006 or whatever? Because we were still in intermediate school, weren't we?
No.
It was like, what, 7th grade or 6th or 7th grade?
It was you, me.
Ozzy.
And Andrew.
Yep. It was when we were all still in baseball, so it was before high school.
Let's see.
Wearing a band shirt. It was freshman year of high school.
No, it wasn't freshman year of high school because I didn't do Little League that year. I didn't do baseball that year. We were all still in baseball.
Eighth grade, then.
Okay, so it would have been 2007 that we did that trip.
Okay, I'm going to go from, I'm just going to search for all drownings from 2006 to 2009.
Hardcore. No, it's got to be earlier than
that. No, it'd have to be anything before 2007.
To, 2000,
like 2000. Like 1900 to 2006.
All right.
No.
Well, I'm typing it in.
Okay, let's go with
deep, nigga.
Here we go.
Bring up those ghosts.
We really got to figure this out. Okay, too busy.
That was
something.
That still stuck with me. That was creepy.
That was just out of place.
Because they came from the oceanside, and I don't know that they ever actually walked back up the beach.
No, they just fucked off back into the darkness again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just we got to go, and just left. And I
didn't walk back up the beach towards the house or anything. They just walked down the beach into the darkness. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not finding anything from around that time.
I have trouble believing nobody has ever drowned down there.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's reports of drownings, but they don't mention age or how many or when.
Yeah. This is creepy. This is
so. Let's just say plausible for now.
Okay.
Definitely ghosts.
There's nothing to prove that it wasn't ghosts.
They were either ghosts or it was just two antenna coming out of Cthulhu's head, and he was trying to lure you into the ocean.
Aliens trying to abduct us, who knows?
It could have also been that, If they materialized, they could have just been holograms.
Yeah.
You never touched them,
beamed down, beamed up. Yeah, we didn't touch them at all.
Yeah, you should have, thrown a stick at them and see if it passed through them. Because then that narrows down your choices to hologram or ghosts.
But then you get vaporized because you're onto their ploy.
If it's aliens.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
Yeah, so if you don't get vaporized...
If it's a Cthulhu antenna, it just comes up and consumes you.
That's right. Yeah. Also, isn't it can't he also do the Medusa thing and stare at you, turn you to stone?
I think so.
Or is that...
Maybe.
He's got a whole bunch of...
I think he's got, just a big, briefcase full of powers.
He has a briefcase?
Yes.
Wow. Good for him. He's got that many superpowers.
Massive tentacle dude has got to have a briefcase to carry his shit around in.
Well, he's got enough tentacles, he can carry one of his tentacles.
He has to be have the authorized paperwork to destroy whatever plane he's on.
It's probably a tentacle briefcase.
So he keeps tentacles in it?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Each one with a different power.
Oh, all right.
Just, swap out a tentacle randomly.
So Cthulhu's just,
so
like...
He's a giant Lego tentacle monster.
Yes.
So
you can just pop off one brick and pop on a different one.
What if Cthulhu dressed up like a predator? Would there even be a point to him being invisible? I don't think there would be. I think it'd just be...
a 10,000-story tall predator.
Yeah.
Wandering around just...
Yeah, but he'd be invisible, so no one can see him. Being a giant invisible thing's got to be kind of boring. There's nothing really for, specific... let's see. Power ability to have traits and abilities of Cthulhu. Duh. I don't know what...
Are you on Wikipedia again?
I'm on somebody's personal wiki, but I'm not sure.
Superpowers.
Superpower...
Superpower wiki. That you would abuse the most. If you had this superpower, you would just abuse it and, do... shit you shouldn't.
Time travel.
Well, time travel won't really work because you can't exactly travel forward in time. It's supposed to only be backwards.
We're in a world of superpowers. Normal laws of physics do not apply.
Fine. I would just...
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't really want to travel through time. No. I'd just freeze it.
Well, okay. That would be incredibly... Manipulate time. How's that?
Okay, that's
fine. Brushers. You can pause, you can distort, you can lengthen, you can shorten, you can travel through, and yeah.
Very often, I would just be freezing it.
Extra sleep.
Extra sleep, being late to things, yeah. Stuff like that. Maybe those things are related. I'm not at liberty to say. But yeah, I think it'd be useful, and also you can like put, I don't know, like a tennis ball over someone's head.
Do the whole Quicksilver scene in Days of Future Past.
You do exactly that thing. Like, is he just running really fast, or is he slowing down time? You can't really tell. It's just bullet time. They don't make that distinction.
Ben?
I would have to say, like, you know how, like, some people have the power to, like, instantly, like, seduce people? I would totally abuse the shit out of that. Like, I would just go into, like, a club and be like, just raise out my arms and, like, have, like, everybody just, like...
And then they would literally tear you to pieces and you would die the first time you did that. They would all want you and they would all be trying to pull you their direction and literally pull you to pieces like in a zombie movie.
You need to be very selective with your powers.
I'll go to a sorority house.
Again, like, same thing will happen. Them. It'll be the same as if it was a sorority house full of zombies all thinking that you look like dinner. They all want to eat you, just not in the way you want.
I don't think it's seduction. It's not.
It's seduction.
But they
frenzy,
all
like.
Well,
he's not turning himself into hummingbird food. He's turning himself into object of
one
desire.
One wants him, and then the other one wants him, and they're gonna fight each other over him. They're each gonna be pulling him opposite directions.
Then they'll kill each other.
Yeah. Or there's gonna be this huge blood fight.
It's gonna turn into the Hunger Games.
Hundreds of girls, and then like by the end, the one that's just like done, like covered in blood, she's got a broken arm.
You're like,
just,
like, yeah, I'm not really feeling
turning
it.
Turning around, just like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this. Like you are disgusting. Right.
Ben's
now.
Like never gonna have
so
the chance to actually cash in on this superpower.
No, because every time he tries to use it, it's just gonna cause a total bloodbath.
Yeah, it's just gonna be terrible. Like I'll have to like,
you know, he
like,
goes in
single target,
walk
people.
Into the UN building and start World War III.
Love me, I want to just like,
Angela Merkel's like trying to rip off your pants or something.
Israel nukes everybody. No, that'd be North Korea.
This is basically like
Kim Jong Un is just running, chasing you
Kim
down the
Jong-un
halls.
Kim Jong Un nukes his own country so nobody else can have me.
Hey, do it so North Korea can finally be over and done.
Yes.
Okay,
go to North Korea, unleash it on the entire country.
That's
it's
not how I want to like save
the world.
It's for the greater good, Ben.
The
greater
good.
Country.
It's North Korea.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
They've been dead
probably,
for 50 years.
Yeah, they're time travel, or I don't know what else one would be another one you could get into a lot of trouble.
Telekinesis, dude. I would
telekinesis would be
people.
Tons of fun,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. I would mess with people so much.
Basic teleportation
I'd
would
just
be nice.
Like, dude, toss me the remote, and they'd, like, try to it, but I'd stick it to their hands. Just like, dude, throw me the remote. Dude, I'm trying. No, you're not, dude. Stop joking around. Man,
just
I'm
go
trying.
To,
just like,
go to sports games, just, like, nudge the ball
yes.
just at half an
oh
inch.
Oh, my God.
So they completely like, miss, or like basically like freeze one of their shoes for half a second, so they like, trip and fall on their face.
Oh
so,
my
like,
god!
Make the pitcher bean a bunch of dudes in the row, and
or
just
make the ball go like 200 miles an hour through the mid.
I have a question about this superpower.
What?
Is it limited by line of sight, or could
yes.
Ben do it while watching the Super Bowl on TV?
Yes. Okay. No,
yeah. It's I just basically just in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's more powerful if you have it through line of sight, but you
but
can
he could tweak it. From
yeah.
He knows where the location is.
He'd have to work
is.
Up to that point to use it, though, but...
Yeah, you'd have to work
it's not
yourself
like,
to, like...
You know, he gets superpowers the next day, he can just, you know,
yeah.
pull the moon closer.
I don't know.
That takes about a month or two of practice. No,
a month? No. You gotta get to, like, Jean Grey levels.
Okay. This makes... this talking like this makes me think of Chronicle.
Yeah, I know.
I want to watch that again.
I do, too.
It's pretty good.
Is it on Netflix?
No, maybe. I've looked.
Boo! Well, I could get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... I did check. We will have the TV tonight, so maybe we'll watch Chronicle. I don't friggin' know.
Okay, most worthless superpower.
You can fly, but it's only an inch above the ground.
I'm gonna get you, just like floating around.
It wouldn't even look like you're flying. It just looks like you're scraping your face on the ground the whole time. You probably hit your nose on a bunch of shit.
The useless things makes me think of they did a Scenes from a Hat in Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, love
one
that
of them
show.
Was Unlikely Superheroes. One was Run Away from Danger Man.
Captain Hindsight.
Isn't that the one where somebody in the audience yells Captain Hare for Colin?
Yeah, I think so. One of them was Paranoid. Hi, I'm... Fuck. And then runs off.
That's a freaking good show.
Yeah, it's I don't know what useless superpowers.
If you had a superpower, but it just turned out to be shitty, what would it be?
You can time travel, but only when you fart. And it's a random time every time you fart.
I don't know. being able to read other people's thoughts, but not being able to turn it off.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's just always getting bombarded with people's thoughts right and left. You can't tune it out.
That's just called being God, isn't it?
Yeah,
having to listen to everybody's fucking problems, but not being
all at once,
not doing shit about it.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense.
Okay, you can teleport,
uh-huh.
But only from girls' bathroom to girls' bathroom, and you have to have been in these bathrooms before.
That could still be handy, though.
How far into the bathrooms do you have to go?
Oh, you have to be in there. Like, you have to get noticed.
Noticed?
Oh, like just in women's restrooms in general?
Yeah, like, it has to be, like, a crowded restroom, and you just go in and teleport to, like, a different one.
Well, that's why you walk in. The second you walk in, you teleport to a different one, and in a place that you know is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have a catalog.
You step in there just long enough for it to register, your superpower to register that you've been there, and then you get the fuck out.
You just have a ton of, you have like a binder full of like women's bathrooms. Somebody finds it, they're just
maps
like, what
everywhere.
In the fuck is this? It's like, what the hell?
He's been to all of these places.
Is this guy a perv or something? What the shit?
You're just fighting crime. That's all. I mean, I'm not sure. Well,
there's the classic thing with invisibility is that you can turn invisible, but your clothes don't.
Yeah, no.
I think invisibility, but only when you hold your breath.
No, I think...
Well, the thing with invisibility that people don't realize is what happens when you turn invisible and you go across the street and you get hit by a car?
that's a good question.
And then you're stuck invisible once because you've been hit by a car and you're dead now.
You think that would still be working? Or would
I don't know.
Like...
Well, especially if you're holding your breath,
oh,
you're no longer breathing.
That's not holding your breath.
Fair point.
I think everything just shuts off.
Yeah.
When you get hit by a car,
I would think so. So okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, get hit by a car.
Invisibility, but everything you do is like three times louder.
So your breathing is like.
Yeah, like everybody, like you're invisible, but everyone can hear you. Like you're being very loud.
Oh, that actually would be fun. Turn invisible, go into like the middle of a crowded room, and just rip ass.
Just breathe, like
no, just like rip ass like the loudest you possibly can. And then everybody is looking around to see who did it, and you just quietly walk out.
That yeah, would be really there's just cool. Like this huge like fart sound, and then just like.
Except for that would be that's basically half of comedy ghost stories. Nobody can see you, but you make tons of noise.
You could be a professional ghost.
Okay, I thought of just another random stupid superpower. Basically, to be able to change the colors of objects through touch. So you just touch something and it goes from yellow now to blue.
Oh my god, I would love that.
But it's a stupid, pointless power.
No, redecoration, man.
You know what? You know what you can do. Go to the ocean, touch the ocean, turn it pink.
And watch the world eat itself.
Yes! Because they'll think it's like a cancer ocean or something, and you can just watch that 24-hour news
cycle. Go to the Black Sea, actually make it black.
Yeah!
Red Sea, make it red.
Oh, shit.
Turn every country the color they are on the map.
Yes! That'd be awesome.
Okay, it would be cool and fun to play with, but it's pointless at the same time.
I have this
You're
vision
right.
of like this super powerful.
The only thing I could use that I could think to use that for would basically would be able to commit a crime and like change the colors of everything, so that way your getaway vehicle doesn't you have a getaway vehicle that's black. You touch it now it's pink with red flames on the side.
You would be the ultimate bank robber. You could just like put your hand into the thing and just change the car like just whoomp, nope. You're looking for a black sedan, actually.
What if
ours
could
is purple.
And then change all of the clothes colors? Even change tie up your face, make yourself basically make you Asian. You're now Hispanic.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
just change the tone of your skin.
You can change my race too.
Well, no, just tone of your skin to make you look.
All right. How about
a ginger Asian? That would be.
He could make you a Martian.
Make your skin green.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Take a bald guy. Tap. Make him green. Have him go into the bank and, like, I will take all of your earth gold right now, please. Or I will vaporize this entire city block.
No, you just, here's what
watch
you do.
Watch everybody just freak out.
You just, you turn the bald guy green. You give him some, like wiggly ears. And then you play that Smash Mouth song while he walks around. He's Shrek.
Yeah.
Somebody wants something.
Okay, you don't have to actually start singing
you
it.
Knew which one it
I
was.
Knew exactly what you meant.
All right, but I
go to the White House, just start touching all the pillars, make it red, white, and blue for the 4th of July.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That's helpful. Make them Germany's colors.
I have this beautiful vision of, like...
Now, the more I talk about this, the more I actually kind of want this.
Yeah, it'd like this awesome. Really buff dude walks out into a field and just, like... ground pounds the ground, but instead of like a massive shockwave, just like purple, like
it's just
boom,
it's just a like, shockwave of like... color.
That'd be awesome. Yes, I think you could just turn. Yeah, you could turn the whole planet the same color. Like maybe just turn the whole planet okay. black, and then the aliens won't attack us.
Do you guys? You guys have Instagram, right?
I don't
have
my
a...
login. I haven't used it in 2 years.
You goddamn please!
I have an account with nothing on it. I don't know if I want to fire it up, but do we have to have intricate knowledge of Instagram?
No.
Okay.
I followed, like, a low-key rapper with only, like, 1,000, like,
was it Viper?
Stuff.
Was it
no,
Viper?
No, I need to find him, though.
Did
oh
you know he's
God.
Made more albums?
He has?
Yeah.
Yes.
He has, like, what, 4 or 5 albums now?
Dude, what are their
names? Continue. I'll let you know, but what's your thing?
So, yeah, I follow this, this random rapper on Instagram, and he just posts, like, shitty rap. And just hilarious pictures of, like, him just doing, like, hood things. And they're
hood
just,
things.
They're so, like, ridiculous. Like, look at this picture. It's just him with, like, an AK and a wad of money.
How big's the wad of money? And what denomination is the money?
It looks like
just,
one.
Just look, it's just, like, a fat, like, stack of cash and a gun.
Dude,
like,
he's got such a cool hat, though.
I
look
know,
at this
it,
guy.
Dude, it's so, like, stereotype. Oh, shit.
No.
Dude, God damn
it's all
it.
Good.
That's
it's all
not
good.
On any equipment. We're fine.
It's on my hands. Yay. And my heart.
Renee, where's your sock? I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Where's the sock?
I don't want to put us through that again. Okay, here are the names of Viper's albums. Some other people have had the same name, so I got to make sure that it's all the same thing. The Southwest Hooligan was his first album, released in 2008. Then of course we have his very famous one, that we all know, Y'all Cowards Don't Even Smoke Crack, from the year of 2008. He moves on in 2009 with Snake in the Grass. It's okay. Paper Man, Things Thugs Do, Thugs Passion. Then he starts getting back into his roots. Then he has Use a Snitch. And finally, rounding out his discography in the year 2014, Kill Yourself, My Man. This episode's brought to you by Viper. Go ahead and like us on Facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not going to want you to at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. And if you're listening to us on KOUG, this episode's been censored and it's also like 7 days old. 7 whole days! You didn't hear me say fuck just now.
Damn,
if you
son.
Really... really want to hear me say fuck, come to our website, tgifradio.com. Closing statements around the table.
We have our once per episode reminder that hoverboards are supposed to be coming by the end of this month. People, get with it. You have 2 weeks.
We don't have much time left. If they haven't been invented by the time Jared gets here, he's going to be very sad.
We all will be. It'll be a sad day for mankind.
But we really can't disappoint Jared.
No.
needs a good welcome home.
You need to do it for the men and women of the armed services,
yeah!
America.
Do it for America! Ben, anything?
Don't do it for us.
But America.
You know, I actually got nothing this time. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's
weird.
That's...
I had a weird mind fart. I was thinking of something funny to say and just nothing.
No, well,
weird.
That's fine. You going to be here next week?
Most likely.
Okay, yes. Cool. All right, we'll be back next week. Pardon everybody.